My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the delightful and dazzling star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical, Satirists. Elena, how are you?
I'm good. Have you had your government-mandated broccoli yet today?
I have not had that. I do have my government-mandated cell phone, although it's not actually mandated. I just have one. but yeah, those are the nice analogies. Don't forget burial insurance. That was one of the requirements, too, that could potentially be coming down the pike if the individual mandate gets to stand. So.
Right, and then, of course, there's all these, there's some people that are totally misunderstanding what they mean by a mandate and thinking it's some sort of, gay wedding thing or something.
I haven't heard a lot of that commentary, but, you know, perhaps you frequent different news sources than I do, Elena.
Oh, I totally make things up, so, yeah.
Yes.
I have no actual verifiable facts to back up anything I say.
It could happen. It wouldn't be the first time I missed a news angle. But, you know, one of the big questions, of course, this week before the Supreme Court is the constitutionality of the individual mandate. And the Capitol Steps, you know, you've kind of been there, done that. You've already hashed out your oral arguments, I'm sure, at the Capitol Steps lunch table and rendered a verdict in one way or another. Another major constitutional issue that has been brewing for the last couple months now is this issue of whether the government can force employers or insurance companies to pick up the full tab for contraception.
Right. Right. And when this story was in the news, I have to tell you, I went to our prop person and I said, can you dress someone up as a package of birth control pills? And she's like, sure. So we have a song, but you have to imagine the person singing it dressed completely as a package of pills.
Is there anything that your props director is not surprised by? or is surprised by at this point?
No, ever since I said I need 4 life-size human shrimp costumes, that was one of the tougher things, because shrimps are very nondescript. They don't, you know, they're just kind of gray when they swim around the water. So you really, you have to go with the total pink cooked shrimp, which is not really accurate.
But it helps to complete the effect. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. But anyway, Capitol Steps, as Elena mentioned, looking at the huge contraception mandate debate from the birth control pills perspective. Here we go.
I'm just a pill, yes, the birth control pill, and I'm getting grilled on Capitol Hill. Well, lots of folks would kill me in this capital city. In campaign season, the debate will not be pretty, but I know I'll be the law someday. Gives us free pills.
Aw, gee, Pill, you sure have a lot of courage and patience.
Well, I got this far. At first, the president said that all health insurers must cover birth control as preventative care. But after conservatives complained, he amended it so that religious groups could opt out.
Well, that's what you call morning after politics.
I'm just a pill. They'll debate me until they are sick of me on Capitol Hill. They held some hearings in committee, which only men addressed.
Now women's rights have become a sausage fest.
Priests and congressmen cannot write the law.
They think they can tutor us. Keep your hands off of my uterus. Thanks. Oh, gosh, do you hear all those congressmen arguing? Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yep, because the GOP right-wingers got into the debate.
Oh, yikes. That's like the proverbial elephant in the womb.
Don't kill free pills, men of Capitol Hill. Just think twice if you don't think women will.
Remember just how you voted.
It might cause an insurrection.
It must be noted. Mess with us, lose your election. We women want both parties to know.
I prevent pregnancies, yes, it's true.
And you might prevent presidencies, too.
Well, I just don't think women are gonna want to give up their birth control.
No, you're right. But that's okay. We don't actually need the pill.
What do you mean? Do you know something else that works as well as birth control?
Oh, I sure do. A picture of Rush Limbaugh.
Uh, Oh, with an ode to Schoolhouse Rock, Elena, which everyone of our age generally loves. And it makes me wonder, you know, since this was all part of the president's health care plan, which is obviously up for review at the court, if the process for the health care plan was explained by Schoolhouse Rock, how do you think that would go?
Maybe we'll do that next.
With reconciliation. Remember they were trying to demon pass for a while, and a couple, like two or three people were writing the bill, and you know.
That's right. It would probably take kids to realize how ridiculous the process is. You know? You know, they would go, what?
Exactly. I believe it was Justice Scalia this week when they're talking about the severability of Obamacare. You know, if they strike down the mandate, does it kill the whole law? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the justices were reluctant to go line by line trying to figure out what changes would be made. And Justice Scalia said that reading the entire health care bill would be a violation of the protection against cruel and unusual punishment. So they didn't think he had to read
it. No one read it. They just passed it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's probably one staffer somewhere in a corner on Capitol Hill who's read the whole thing, and that's about it.
I'm sure you missed those days, don't you, Elena?
Oh, yeah.
You were that one staffer at one point, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Regulatory reform was my exciting issue.
What's that?
Regulatory reform.
Ooh.
That was my exciting issue.
Yeah, well, that's coming around again a little bit. But
yeah.
Elena, have a great weekend. Have some great shows at the Reagan Building this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, Star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.